When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hoosier Football Tailgate is sponsored by BetOnline. BetOnline is where the game starts.
You're listening to Hoosier Football Tailgate on the Believe Network.
Hello and good evening, everyone. This is the coach Shannon Griffith here on the Hoosier Football Tailgate. Thursday evening, December the 14th. Not too far away from that great holiday known as Christmas. I hope everybody's enjoying the holiday season, so to speak, as people are starting to get into the breaks of high school and college breaks with finals occurring this final week for a lot of college students around the country in the Midwest. But I want to thank you for joining me here this evening for just a little quick show here tonight with a lot of things that have been going on of late, as the Hoosiers have been very, very active in a lot of areas. Coach Cignetti and his staff have really started to shape out the recruiting class this last week, getting a huge couple of commitments. One, a recommit from the transfer portal and Carter Smith, the offensive line. We'll get in that here in just a second. First, want to thank our sponsor, Bet Online. Holiday seasons are in full swing. Bet Online is your number one source for all things sports wagering. You've got NBA, NCAA basketball, the bowl season coming up, the college football playoffs, you name it, they've got it A to Z. Remember, use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline is where the game starts. And again, thanks for their sponsorship here of the Hoosier Football Tailgate. Once again, I'm the coach, Shannon Griffith, coming to you live tonight, trying to get some things out in the into the social media sphere and talk a little bit about the Indiana Hoosiers and kind of what's been taking place here over the last week to 10 days. Coach Cignetti's got his coaching staff in place. Now, he brought a significant number of guys with him from his James Madison staff, which in some respects was to be expected. He talks about a blue plan and how to implement it. Well, you can't implement that plan unless you got a lot of guys that have worked under you before that know exactly what to expect from the head man. And so that message is going from his mouth to their ears and then out to their players and their position groups. Good, solid staff of Coach Bobstead was the one remaining holdover from Tom Allen's staff, and really good offensive line coach. Glad to see that he kept him in place, because I think that will pay big dividends as they move forward with the offensive line. Now, they lost a couple offensive linemen that have went in the portal. Bedford and Benson, I think, are the two that come to mind. There looks like they're heading to Colorado. But that doesn't take away from the work that Coach Cignetti did in retaining Carter Smith, the redshirt freshman. Big-time offensive lineman, a lot of promise, will be a good anchor on that offensive line. And then, of course, whatever they were able to develop this season behind the scenes. And I'm sure they may be looking for another one out of the portal, possibly. But I'm sure Coach Bobstead has been working diligently on his offseason with the offensive line in terms of what he expects from that group of players. Depth has always been a problem for the Hoosiers, especially in the offensive line arena. That's something that they're going to have to focus on, and Coach Cignetti's going to have to expand upon that to get that completed the way he wants it. But from a recruiting standpoint, they've been running hard with all that. I think right now, from a freshman point of view, or guys that are coming into the fray this next year, right now, I don't know how clear this is coming in, but they got 15 commits. They picked up a couple. They had 12. They had some decommitments of guys that they didn't honor the offer from the previous staff. At least they were as upfront and transparent in that regards to those kids that enable them enough time to search for alternative options. But they were able to retain, about 50% of that class that Indiana had recruited prior to that. Brody Cousin, the kid from the tight end from up in Michigan, I think that was a big keep for them. I think that kid has got a great future in front of him. 6'5", 215 pounds, can do a little bit of everything. And then, of course, from the defensive standpoint, they got a lot of those kids back. The running back from Fishers is still a part of the recruiting class, the Martin from Fishers, 6 foot, 200 pound kid. I look for big things out of him. He is a, I think, can be a really good back in the scheme that Coach Cignetti and his offensive staff will put together. And that kid has got some speed to him, and also the size where he can bang it up in there and get that tough yardage. So I think that was a good one, Kobe Martin out of Fishers, in retaining him. Then they got the quarterbacks signing out of Christopher Columbus High School down in Miami, second straight state title, a very, very good football rich high school down there in Miami. I used to recruit that area and Christopher Columbus High School back when I was at Ball State. Very good program. Alberto Mendoza, quarterback that had been on the radar at James Madison for Coach Cignetti, and he felt he was good enough to bring him into the Big Ten mix, and he committed this past weekend on campus during his official visit. 6'2", 190 pound kid. If you get a chance, you can search the video on him. Good throwing, good arm, good mobility, a guy that can move well in the pocket and, make some things happen if necessary. So that was, I thought, a big get as a true freshman quarterback to add to that quarterback room at IU, because you've got Brock Lowry still there in that quarterback room, who was the youngster coming back. You lose the Dexter Williams, you lose Sorsby, who went to Cincinnati. That hurts in the standpoint. There's a kid that had experience, but he went and took an opportunity to go in the portal, and he signed with Cincinnati. And then, of course, Taven Jackson, who is still, I think, a talent-rich kid, unknown, as it pertains to what he may become. He does, I believe, have all the skills necessary to become a very good quarterback. I thought Tennessee saw that in him when he signed originally with Tennessee, came to Indiana last year via the portal. And I think that kid still has something there that I hope Coach Cignetti and his staff can pull out, and he can become a big time player, because I think he's got the arm, but also on top of that, I think he's got that ability to escape and do some things in the run game from a quarterback's perspective as well. And of course, Brock Lowry, he's played limited in his time out of Indiana, but there is some promise there. So quarterback room is shaping up. The big news today, of course, was the commitment from Ohio University, Curtis Rourke from Ohio University. Here's a kid that's out of Ontario up in Canada. Went to Ohio U and just had a tremendous career there. Threw for over 7,000 yards in his time as a Bobcat. Won games. I think last year, let's see here, he threw last year for 3,200 yards, completing about, oh, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 60-70% overall. But only four interceptions, I believe, on the year, 25 TDs, had a lot of, you know, long throws in about every game. He made some big plays down the field, and then ability to rush the football, you know, just enough to make teams have to account for him. But, you know, for the most part, he played well. I think his best game was against Fordham, of course, 537 yards, 82% on the day. And then against Akron, he completed almost 90%, 427 yards on the day there. But this kid, I think, was a huge get from the portal. He's a proven winner.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
In a similar system to what Coach Cignetti and Mike Shanahan run, similarly there at James Madison. So I think that's a huge get for them right now. With that commitment that came across today, this afternoon, that commitment was announced via social media on his post, Curtis's post. And I think that young man has a big opportunity at IU to add that veteran leadership in that quarterback room and create some great competition as they head through the winter months, as well as, into the spring ball. I think that's going to be an interesting battle in that quarterback room, especially when you've got Taven Jackson, Brock Lowry, and this young man coming in. It should be a pretty good competition, but I like the Rourke kid. I've seen him play numerous times when you're just kind of flipping around the TV and on Tuesday night, Mac Asian and Ohio's playing. You kind of tendency have to watch them over the last few years. They've had a really good ball club. And part of it's because of Curtis and what he's done at Ohio, you know, proven winner and all the things that go with it. But there's a kid that came out of Canada. Really, nobody recruited him. No one knew much about him. Came to Ohio, developed, and then became a starter for 3 years there at Ohio. And I said, threw for over 7,000 yards. So interesting get for the Hoosiers in that regard. And I think it's going to pay big dividends. And then they got the kid, the running back from Wake Forest, who I think will add an interesting dynamic into the rooms, the room there in the running back room, because they lost the Holland kid via the portal, and I don't think they're going to get him back. Not sure on Donovan McCauley or Lucas. They both have some significant big-time offers on the table. I don't know if Coach Signetti can keep both of them and convince them to stay and be a part of what he's trying to build there at Indiana, or they're going to have to move on and let those kids go look for a greener pasture somewhere else. And it's probably leaning to the latter in that regard. But we'll have to wait and see, because Coach Signetti may, now that his staff's on board, will have a chance to be around those kids and talk to them a little bit more poignantly about where he sees them, you know, in their system of things. But so far, so good. Very positive in that regard when it comes to recruiting and that from that standpoint. But just sorry there. I was looking at some of the comments coming through. And yeah, I agree with you there, David. Absolutely. The young man from Ohio kind of clears some concerns at the quarterback position, because they were going into spring with a very young quarterback room with not a lot of experience other than Taven. And like I said, I still have a lot of belief in what Taven brings to the table. I don't know much about the Lowry kid. I do know, talking to some people, that they did like him there, you know, at IU from the previous staff. They had a lot of positive things to say about him because they liked his competitiveness and wasn't taking a backseat to anybody. But getting Rourke is going to be a huge, huge benefit for their offensive quarterback room. And, you know, just because he comes in and he's got a great resume doesn't necessarily he's going to be the guy. He's going to have to earn it. And that's what I like about it. You create competitions in those competitive spots that you need. It only makes the team better. And you really got to have two guys ready to play as any team, because, you know, injuries and such, and how quarterbacks can, you know, go down on a heartbeat and number two becomes number one pretty quick. So I like that aspect of it. And then, of course, the transfer from Wake Forest, I think he'll be a good addition. I'm not sure he's not, you know, the guy in terms of the guy that's going to carry the rock 30 times a game. But I do think that he's going to be a good addition to that running back room, and then what else they can pick up. And then, like I said, the kid from Fishers, who I think is really good, may have a chance coming in. But yeah, they're up against the clock a little bit with early signing here December 20th. And then, quite frankly, I think right after that, they go into a dead period because of the holidays. And it'll give them a chance to sit back, reevaluate where their offers are, who's still left, and what positions they're going to have to identify to go out and get some reinforcements in the tank for this recruiting class. But like I said, they had 15 of the first year freshman commits. They've added a couple to that and here of late. And so right now, it's shaping up to be a pretty darn good class for them. It's always harder your first year recruiting when you're changing staffs, because guys are coming in and trying to get the lay of the land and trying to get kids contacted, getting their playing arrangements, get in on campus for a recruiting visit. And with kids making earlier decisions now, it just ups that tempo quite a bit. And, you know, from the days that I was involved at the Division I level recruiting, you had till, you know, that I think it was usually the first Tuesday in February, if I'm not mistaken, where you had the national signing date. So you could get through December, get your commits, reevaluate, make another push for those guys that maybe are left off the board or reemerged the month of January, and then sign your class in February. But nowadays, December 20th is their early signing, and then you know you can sign all the way up until I think June. But you know, kids are bound by that December 20th. Timeline for early signing. So things are going to pan out here over the next week. Expect to see some more commits. I think they've been pretty steady with them, and they got to feel pretty good with what they got in the hopper right now, recruiting wise. And again, not to belabor a point, but getting Curtis Rourke from Ohio University, the quarterback there, I think that was a huge, huge get for Coach Signetti and his staff, and applaud those guys for getting it done because his services were pretty heavily sought after in the recruiting world of many different teams that were vying for his abilities, and Indiana was able to pull it off and get him here and committed, and hopefully now we'll, you know, close the gate on that a little bit here as they get going. Coaching staff wise, just for an update, kind of who they've got in the slots that they've done, and then I'll go over Coach Signetti's contract that he's got, or the memorandum of understanding at this point. But Bryant Haynes, defensive quarter linebacker coach. Bryant has a lot of Indiana ties. He was a GA at Indiana for a season under Kevin Wilson. Not to belabor this point, but I did hire him on at Manchester University after his playing days were done at Ball State as his first college job. And here's a guy that, all MAC player, captain, linebacker, very good linebacker at Ball State, and helped them win a MAC championship. And then from a coaching standpoint, very good mind, does a lot of things that he's put himself in a position now to be a Big Ten coordinator, which is not an easy feat to be. And it shows you that Coach Signetti's confidence in him, bringing him along from a mid-major like James Madison and saying, here you go, boy, it's your show, go run it. And I think Bryant's going to do a great job. And the other thing I like about Bryant's recruiting, he was a really good recruiter for me at a school that had no scholarships. And the big reason is relatability. He did a great job connecting with kids and then connecting with mom and dad, and getting good players to come at Manchester in those days wasn't always an easy task. And he did a phenomenal job for me, and I'm excited to see what he can do there at Indiana as the defensive coordinator. But recruiting is going to be a strong suit for him, as is, you know, Shanahan, the offensive coordinator. I think his track record speaks for himself from an offensive standpoint. They've had some good James Madison offenses throughout the years, and also at his time at Elon. And, they've done their job in the recruiting aspect there, as well as formulating an offense around a quarterback. They've had many different ones that have gone on to be all conference players at James Madison, maybe with only 1 year of true starting ability. And that shows you what Coach Signetti lends to the equation, because don't think that he's not heavily involved in the offensive side of the football, because I would imagine he has his hands in with the quarterbacks. But that is again, bringing him along, as well as Kane, the special teams coordinator. Those three guys were with him at James Madison. Adams came from Penn State, where he was at last year, has a pretty good track record as a coach and a recruiter. I don't know if there was any specific ties to anyone on the staff or Coach Cignetti, but from everything that I've talked to different people about, they really like him as a defensive back coach. He's really good at that. Coach Bobstead, of course, is a guy that he was retained, and we know what his track record is. Pat Kuntz, the defensive tackle coach, he's also a former Indiana GA. And when my son was there, of course, Bryant was there and Pat was there as well. And he really liked Pat. He thought he was the guy that brought a lot of energy to the table, even when he was a GA. And I think he's done that in his early coaching career. And I could see where him and Bryant would be very good designing defensive and things, defenses and stuff like that. Then you've got some of the rest of the guys there, John Miller, the other gentleman that has come with Coach Cignetti, Tino Sinceri. He's also got the coordinator's position, but a lot of people have talked about his ability as well on and off the field and relating with kids, but more importantly, grooming quarterbacks. And a lot of people have talked about his stock raising up in the world of coaching and what he's been able to do in a short period of time. And I think that he's going to do a great job with those guys that are already there. We talked about Brock Lowry and Taven Jackson. That's who I want to see, how Tino and him, and he develops Taven now moving forward. I think that's going to be a good fit in that regard. Williams, the defensive end coach, another guy from outside of the system, and he's done great things at other places. And then he brought Owings, their head strength and conditioning coach, with him from James Madison. And then you've got, of course, the other staff there with some of the other guys that are overly involved on defense and offensive quality controls, grad assistants, and all those individuals still associated with Indiana. So a good, solid staff assembled by Coach Cignetti. In a short period of time, he's done a great job with that. And like I said, some of those guys that I outlined there, I think are going to do great things at Indiana, both on and off the field when it comes to recruiting and relatability with kids and forming relationships with recruits and their families and all the things that go with it. In this game of college football, head coaches look for guys that can recruit. They can teach them the X and O stuff. Recruiting is a different beast, and you got to be able to recruit. And part of that is being around those guys and, you know, seeing how they interact with kids and stuff. And I got a feeling that Coach Cignetti's got a pretty good staff there, young staff in that regard. An eager staff to get things done and get things moving. So, you know, I think that part is, you know, in a good spot, as well as recruiting. Coach Cignetti's memorandum of understanding. Man, I was in the wrong profession. Coach Cignetti's base salary is about $500K. Probably going to make up close to about $4 million when you add in some of the other things that are involved. A year. Now, that's granted, that's not a big time salary in the Big Ten. It's very incentive laced contract, which I think that's where Indiana kind of tries to make up some of the disparaging differences between maybe Coach Cignetti and, you know, a Ryan Day or a Jim Harbaugh, you know, wanting to make sure that Coach Cignetti comes in and earns his keep, which I think he will do. And, buyout clause. I don't think you're going to get into the situation ever again that they had with Coach Allen and the enormous amount of money that had to pay for the buyout that has been resolved in that regard. Some of the incentives that are involved in this that I thought were interesting, to see, for instance, $250,000 if they retain him after a year. So that's a nice little bonus there. If you get six wins, he's going to get $150,000 for that. If they're in the top six in the Big Ten, he'll get another $250,000 for that. And then another $200,000 for any bowl appearance. So you can see right there, there's some big incentives right off the bat there. And what I would say, very attainable incentives for Coach Signetti and his staff and all the things that go with it. Now, they do have a clause in there that kind of what Tom Allen had. They call it an evergreen clause, but, you know, I call it, you know, people call it different things. But essentially what it is it on if you get into a bowl game, it automatically gives you a year on your contract. So for every bowl appearance he makes, he adds a year to his contract, which, again, very attainable goal. And was on Indiana Sports Beat Radio this morning with Jim Cole. We talked a little bit about that. Eight home games for Indiana this fall. So there's a huge advantage right off the bat for Coach Signetti with eight home games to get to that magic number of six wins and earn a bowl trip. And then, of course, triggers a bunch of these incentives for him. So eight home games, some what I call very measurable and attainable incentives for him in his first year. It's set up pretty good in that regard to come into a program with eight home games the first year out of the gate. I think every coach in America would take that opportunity to have all those home games at Indiana. So there'll be a lot of opportunities for people to come into Memorial Stadium, get a good fan base in there following the Hoosiers this year, and get eight games to see some good football come in this next year. Also some things, 6-year contract, and then the annual increases after each year kind of trigger additional pay for that. The one thing that I discussed on the Indiana Sports Beat Radio this morning with Jim Cole was that each bowl appearance, it triggers not only the 1-year contract extension, an additional $250,000 for making the bowl game, but it also gives him the ability to get a $500,000 increase into their budget for staff and coaches. That in itself is huge because you have success. People are going to start seeing what, you know, you're doing or trying to hire guys away. Now the Coach Signetti will have the opportunity to try to retain guys. If people come in and try to, you know, take them out of Indiana because of money. So that I think is a huge incentive in the contract that he can request. And of course it's got to be approved, but it sounds like to me, it's a pretty much done deal if they get to those areas of incentives. So all in all, it's a, like I said, a good incentive based contract for Coach Signetti. He's not going to be the highest paid Big Ten coach, but that doesn't mean with some success and stuff, he can earn a lot of money through incentives as well. So pretty fair contract from my point of view, with some great little incentives in there to strive for Coach and his staff. So there's a lot of things that are happening here. You want to stay tuned here over the next couple of weeks. You know, Pigs.com does a great job in covering things up to the minute with recruiting. Matt Weaver being one of them on Twitter that you can check out, because he usually has a pretty good pulse on the high school recruiting that is going on right now. So he's a good one to follow. in that regard. And of course, always look me up at Hoosier Football Tailgate on Hoosier Tailgate on Twitter. And then Coach Griff 55 is also my individual handle on Twitter, and or X, I guess you should say now. So you can get some of the up to minute things that are happening with Indiana football as they try to wrap up these recruiting days here shortly. And then after that Christmas break, they'll come back and start getting into their winter session, where they'll get a good chance to get, you know, kids in the weight room really hammering out for preparing for the spring season. Not seen any dates for that yet, but it's usually in that till end part of March, first of April. But that winter month, that's going to be a challenging month, because that'll be a good chance for the coaching staff to get a pulse of this team that's coming back, to challenge this team, to see who's going to be all in and who may not be all in through the winter months, the dog days of winter. And through conditioning and things of that magnitude, it'll give them a great chance to really get a pulse of this team that he's got here underneath him at this point in time. And those are the, you know, those are the guys he's going to have to go to war with. So he's going to find out real quick who are the guys that he can depend on, who are the guys that are going to have a little bit of work ahead of them heading into that spring. But again, I want to thank you for joining me here on a live version of Hoosier Football Tailgate right here on the Believe Network. Catch me another time here in the next week or two as I'll bring some more updates as it pertains to Indiana football. You can catch me each and every week on Jim Cole's Indiana Sports Beat Radio, carried throughout the state of Indiana. Check your local listings for that. Sports Radio 1380 The Fan up here in the Fort Wayne area carries it, I believe, from 2 to 3 in the afternoon, right before the Sports Rush and Brett Rump. And I will be setting in for Mr. Brett Rump here in a couple weeks, December 20th and 21st on 1380 The Fan up here in the Fort Wayne area, talking a little bit of football and everything else that's involved in the sports world. And but don't forget, we'll have you covered right here on the Hoosier Football Tailgate on the Believe Network. Well, until then, have a happy and merry Christmas with your loved ones and family. Stay tuned to everything here with involving Hoosier Football Tailgate. We got you covered. I'm the coach, Shannon Griffith. Have a good night, everybody.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.